This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today is Memorial Day. President Biden will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery today after paying tribute yesterday to those lost. Here's our Shelley Adler.
President Joe Biden has marked his first Memorial Day weekend as Commander-in-Chief by honoring the nation's sacrifices in a deeply personal manner. He paid tribute Sunday to those lost while remembering his late son, Beau, who also was a veteran.
6 years ago today, Hunter lost his dad and I lost my son.
Biden made his annual appearance at the commemoration in Newcastle, Delaware, not far from his Wilmington home. I'm Shelley Antler.
The AAA says more than 37 million Americans are traveling for the holiday as we begin to emerge from the pandemic lockdown. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says travelers have to respect flight attendants who enforce those federal mask mandates on airplanes. There have been incidents recently of passengers yelling at flight attendants and attacking them.
It is absolutely unacceptable to ever mistreat a transportation worker. And of course, there is very serious fines and enforcement around that. It's a matter of safety, but it's also a matter of respect.
Secretary Buttigieg was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. It's not over in Texas, but Democrats walked out of the state house to stop a Republican-backed bill that would restrict voting rights. The legislative session ended at midnight. Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he'll call a special session to finish the job. In Miami, they're still looking for whoever sprayed bullets into a crowd outside a banquet hall. Two people were killed. At least 20 others were injured early Sunday morning during the shooting outside a banquet hall. Governor Ron DeSantis joined in the morning, saying on Twitter he was praying for the recovery of the victims and pledging help from state authorities. This is AP News. Singer B.J. Thomas has died of lung cancer at his home in Texas. He was 78 years old. Here's our Margie Zarletta.
Raindrops are falling on the...
Billy Joe Thomas changed his name to B.J. as a kid because too many of his Little League teammates were named Billy Joe. Thomas made a name for himself with songs like Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Hooked on a Feeling, New Looks from an Old Lover, and this one.
Hey, won't you play?
Thomas also sang the theme to the TV show Growing Pains. He said in a 1997 AP interview he was painfully shy when he was young.
You know, and I was that way the first, 10 years of my career. You could hardly get me to say 8 words a week, you know.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
The movie thriller A Quiet Place Part 2 opened over the weekend to a very nice $48 million take, says the studio. A Paramount official says movies aren't dead. They're proving they're resilient, he says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.